This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, dialing for dollars. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. What's on your phone bill? And when you promise to pay it, does the phone company promise anything in return? This case involved a class action suit by Californians who claimed AT&T overbilled them for the mandatory universal connectivity fee, which is supposed to be used to provide phone service to rural and low-income customers. The plaintiffs were part of a nationwide lawsuit that claimed that AT&T did not contribute all the funds it collected for the program. AT&T argued it never promised all the money would go to the fund, and also that the suit should be dismissed because customers agreed to give up their right to sue and submit all claims to arbitration. After the lower court awarded $16 million in damages, AT&T appealed, but the court agreed that a reasonable person would read the bill and the Consumer Services Guide as constituting a valid promise to use all the connectivity fees for the stated purpose. As for the arbitration clause, that was invalid because the customers never had a chance to negotiate it. So what's on a bill definitely holds promise. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.